It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Break it down, chant it down, 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 human life in a tight crunch, hypnotized 9-to-5 world, yep, that's right, the paradigm, sir, improvise, improvise, force, break it down, check it out, chant it down, check it out, chant it down, make analysis, chant it down, all the fallacies, chant it down, you've been lied to, chant it down, we see right, can't we metamorphosize? Like a
live from the Hawaiian Islands, it's Chant It Down Radio with your host, Lewis, the people beyond.
Break it down, chant it down, look. Break it down, chant it down, look. Break it down, chant it down, look. Break it down, chant it down, look.
People beyond is gone a separate route. Never conform, we lie to cover different ground. Your personality's stale, and you forgot how to play. You watch TV all day and always sit around. And you're working all day, has killed the life that's within you. You never have fun, but you try to pretend to. But life is now, it's not waiting in your paycheck. The spark within you must ignite to a flame that turns to internal, internal to external. You're running like a gerbil, break the treadmill. Well, how does that feel? Your life awaits you. Just take the red pill and take the steps to realize you're incredible. Infinite universal love, collection with the infinite, and you can come a duck, reinfilled in the lovely star, the dark. It'll be a carbon copy of a carbon copy of a carbon copy of a carbon copy. It'll be a carbon copy. Welcome to Chant It Down Radio once again. I'm your host, Loomis of People Beyond, coming to you live, coming to you direct from the Hawaiian Islands, and here with episode five of Chant It Down Radio. And what we do is we chant down Babylon. We take the system and we look at our life here on planet Earth and take the critique where it needs to go to understand life. And today we have another roundtable discussion with our good friends of the show, Double A and Brother Frankie. And they'll be coming on in a little bit to give us their breakdown on things. We are just beginning the month of September tomorrow, so just end of the month broadcast. And this is also a call-in show. So if you feel like you're listening live and you want to call in, the call-in number for this show is 347-324-3342. I'll give it again, 347-324-3342. Like to hear from anybody out there. This it's nice to know a little feedback. Got a lot of emails saying they'd like to call in. Just call in. We would love to hear from you here. And we're just gonna break it down here. We're gonna kind of just go all over the place here. No structured show today necessarily, but we will continue the topic from the last show, which was the journey home. And the journey home is the journey to your heart and soul. And by taking a journey, helping to show people to wake up, to understand life to a fuller degree and actually experience life to a fuller degree. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do here, too, is get people to just kind of shake up, wake up, and chant it down. And looks like I got somebody here online. I believe this is our good friend of the show, Brother Frankie. Let's see if we can get him on here.
Scooberty.
Is this Brother Frankie?
Aloha, how's it going?
Aloha. How are you doing, Frankie?
Very good,
Double A?
Sam, how about you?
Good. And Double A? Also? I got Frankie. It looks like I got Double A, but we'll see here.
Hey, can you hear me all right too, Sam?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine, bro.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful.
How's it going today, Brother
going
Frankie?
Down. Epic, man. Beautiful day out. Had a nice early morning up at the farmer's market and actually went to a a meeting with my mom. My mom today was 19 years clean and sober, so she had like one of her AA meetings, and I got to, you know, go that and support my mom in that. And so just had a good, nice day and chilling with the family.
Oh, awesome, awesome. That's good. It's always good to just have one of those days to ground out too with the family, connect on those vibes.
Yeah. Yes, I most definitely, most definitely. So what's going down in your mind today? What are we gonna start chanting down at first?
Well, I've been this ongoing topic I've been kind of discussing is on the last show is the I call the journey home, and the journey home is like taking a journey, inner or outer, to kind of just get a fuller experience of life. And I feel like a lot of people need the journey, and I feel like it's a real important solution to the problems at hand. So I know that recently I've heard you took a journey inwards. Is that right?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. a very deep inward journey. And, yeah, it's amazing. You know, I definitely got to kind of watch my mind break down in front of me. It was pretty pretty cool and pretty trippy and all, you know, I mean, just, yeah, it's amazing how much, you know, when you do go deep inside of, you know, what can be stored in there, and just, you know, the human mind, it's amazing, you know, but, you know, just really just told me, you know, to really just get in tune with the heart more than anything, you know, let go of the mind, you know, the mind just kind of, you know, controls us in all kinds of crazy ways. We got to just come from the heart, you know, and it's always good to have those, you know, deep meditative journeys. That's what always keeps us the most grounded, you know what I mean? I agree. I think the whole world needs to simultaneously go on a medicine journey together.
Yeah, I agree totally. That's for sure. Is that Double A on the line? Back again.
I wanted to play incognito and come in, you know, but I wanted to listen to you guys real quick, you know, and just check out the radio, you know, as a viewer real quick before I hopped on.
Oh, sure.
Double A.
Do what you need to do.
Nice chanting down, my friend. Nice chanting down.
Chanting it down. We were just talking about medicine journeys. Yeah, we can hear you definitely good.
Perfect, right on. Excellent. Roots to you, Frankie, and roots to you, Loomis.
Roots.
Yeah, the roots.
We were just discussing a medicine journey.
Excellent. I feel like I'm due very soon.
Uh-huh.
I think we're all due. You know, isn't it like indigenous tribes, didn't, like, you know, all the elders go through one, like, you know, once a month? Or, I mean, wasn't, I'm sure, you know, there's definitely a ritual that, you know, in all these indigenous tribes that went on these medicine journeys, you know, like weekly, or who knows, you know what I mean? It's just so important for us to reconnect on those levels, you know.
Oh
yeah, because, you know, it's easy to forget out there, you know, so it's easy for, you know, it'd be good for everybody, you know, to do that journey once a month.
Yeah,
once a month. Yeah, break it down, the system, control system in your mind.
Exactly.
And take the system tentacles, that's what I like to call it, just one by one, like plucking them off and seeing who you are without all that, like feeding on you. Yeah. I was talking actually about, you know, what you were saying, Frankie, about nomadic hunter-gatherers. I was kind of going over that on another show about how they were the only people that really knew how to live on planet Earth, and taking medicine journeys, if it was them that had to do that all the time, just think about how much we need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, within the confines of our crazy world, we have to kind of like stay sort of tuned into, or, you know, I don't know, kind of come back to.
Disconnect
exactly.
From this reality and reconnect into the universal reality of it all, you know, because it's so easy. You know, me and Double A were talking about it the other day, just how easy it is to get caught up in all this, you know what I mean, this madness that's going on, you know what I mean? And so that's why, yeah, it's, you know, super important when you get on your medicines to just be able to really genuinely laugh at it and just go even deeper and way past that, you know, because this is all just a joke. It really is, you know what I mean?
It is.
Well, so.
Divine laughter.
Exactly. I do got to say the one thing I need to just chant down hard, though, right now, it's been reoccurring the last couple of days, is these freaking county guys that are spraying on the side of the road, just round up 500 gallons of it. I mean, all over island-wide. I've literally seen it pretty much everywhere. Even the back roads, the Haiku and stuff, too. It's
chemical warfare.
Chemicals. Full chemicals. No, no. it's full chemical warfare, and it's insane right now. I got my mom in town, you know, and to be able to have a full chant down with my mom and, you know, even explain, like, chemtrails to her and just, and watch her mind just be blown, you know what I mean, and stuff. And, yeah, it's just amazing, you know what I mean, how much people are so blinded to this all. And, like, you know, I like to say it's basically like what Hitler was doing with the gas chambers, except it's on a worldwide scale. They're just gas chambering basically everybody in, you know what I mean? And, like, the human, I do believe in the resiliency of the human body, you know, too, but it's just insane that we let this go on and people can't see it, you know what I mean? It's everywhere. Look up. Look around you. They're spraying chemicals in your, you know, in your garden. They're spraying chemicals in the air, you know? It's just, it's insane. These chemical companies are dumping it right into the river. Fukushima's still, you know, leaking. It's just...
Thank you!
It's insane.
Yes.
Thank you. We're going to hit hard. We're going to hit real hard.
It's amazing. You're like, the right. The resiliency of the human body. It's amazing that we return to normal state, but these little micro doses of poison from all these sources, they collect in our bodies. And, you know, over time, we haven't even been exposed that long to all this yet. So we don't really know what it's going to be like in even, like, 5 years, all this radiation, chemtrails, roundup. Yeah, we'll grow, like, another arm or something.
And now they're even, they've already fully, you know, like, genetically modified human beings, and they're actually recreating, like, clones. I mean, like, the things that they're doing is just out of this world, you know. And I mean, my mom, she really comes from the whole, you know, the church standpoint, which is cool. I respect that a lot. I mean, I believe in a universal God and stuff, you know, but that's one thing I just explained to my mom is, like, you know, I've definitely dabbled in the Bible and read through it, and, you know, not in there does any, you know, anything condone of what's going on in this world right now. That's why I just understand how all these, like, church people, like, don't see it too. Like, wake up and look, you know what I mean? These guys are trying to control the food, the water, the air. They're trying to basically act like God, you know what I mean? And it's just insane. It's the last people we want controlling, you know, these bankers and these, you know, elitist groups, you know what I mean? The last guys you want to make the decisions, and they are, you know what I mean? And it's just insane, you know?
Yeah.
Well, then it's crazy that nothing's happening, like, you know, like, and yeah, things are perpetuating and stuff, and people are perpetuating motion and stuff, you know, to change these things, and we're chanting it down on multiple levels, but the numbers are so few to, like, to change these bastards in their ways, you know, and it's just, like, they're just making their moves left and right and ransacking Mama Jaya. It's just sad, you know?
Oh, yeah, I was just thinking about that today. In fact, I was thinking about how, like, people do get little bits of information that are important to them, and they go, you know, yeah, oh yeah, that's interesting. But what does it take for them to get up their off their ass and go, we need to do something about this?
So, exactly.
You know, like, where's the fire under people's asses? I mean, there are more people that know about this. You could tell them about, like, the global elite. Oh yeah, I watched a video about that. Yeah, but why aren't they, like, why aren't they just, like, on fire and, like, we got to do something now, or it's, we got to return to the land, or what, you know? Like, Double A was saying in the last broadcast, you said it's not about, well, someday we need to return to the land. It's like, we need to go now.
We need to go now and go
soon.
And realize that and work together, you know what I mean? That's what I, you know, kind of talked with Double A, too, about the other day, is, you know, just the whole segregation and everything, you know, from a financial level to a race level. It's just insane how they got us all to believe that we're not brothers and sisters. It's just like, come on, you know what I mean? We're all interconnected, and we're interconnected with the land and everything, you know what I mean? But they segregate us and separate us, and that's why people can learn this, but they don't feel like they can turn to their neighbor because they're afraid of their neighbors now, you know? And that's what I even was kind of talking about with my mom is, like, you know, that one thing about fences are good fences, good neighbors. It's just insane, you know? People are trying to set up all these walls around their house, and, like, nobody wants to, like, share and, like, be with each other, you know? And it's just the segregation just kills me. I can't believe it. It's just insane, you know? I mean, I don't know, you know, I mean, and when you know, to divide people, or excuse me, to conquer people, you got to divide them, you know what I mean? Because it's so much easier to weave right through, and that's basically what we just give up by, you know, not, you know, working with each other here, you know?
For sure.
You said it,
polarization.
That's exactly what their main purpose is, to separate us, to segregate us, to make us to conform to certain stereotypes, to segregate us even more, and then be depending, codependent upon material possessions that we need to lock in our houses. We need to get pit bulls on short chains in front of the houses. We need to spray Roundup around all of the plants around the household and everything, and use chemicals. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow, man. It just trips me out.
It's insane.
Yeah, and you look at, like, the American public. You know, they're all, like, gun nuts, right? like everybody's got their guns, and you know, I believe in defending yourself, and I think that's important. But you got all these people like paranoid, like he's gonna steal my stuff, my material,
yeah.
my thing, mine, Schmeagle,
mine.
You know. That's so that, you know, that's this is crazy. Like the gun people too, you know. Other countries look at America like, damn, are they really what? They're crazy,
right? And now everybody's focus is like, well, somebody's going to take from me. Like, you know, now we have possessions and belongings, the precious, again, I get back to that. But, you know, it's like now somebody's going to take from me, and somebody always wants to take what's mine. And then the whole mind trip, nothing's really ours at all, and it was never ours, and we die, and we, you know, it just goes to somebody else. It's ridiculous.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, everything's so temporary. You know, the attachments that people get is insane. You know, they just everybody lets you know just get so emotionally attached. I mean, we're you know, I'm a human being. I'm sure, you know, we all are, and it's easy to kind of get attached to your thoughts and whatever. But you just got to realize that all these material possessions are insane. It's like you know, now and I think you know this is what me and Double A again were talking about the other day. Just even like getting into the whole garden thing too. You know, it's like. So there's anything that I want to claim that's maybe not mine, but I can just really be, like, you know, proud of it. It's like a garden and, like, giving to the land and, like, trees and, like, plants and things, you know, and just, like, you know, it's like get away, you know, from the, you know, these people, from all these material possessions and get back to Mama Earth, you know what I mean, and have her provide the roots and the fruits for you, you know what I mean, and that's all we need in life. It's the bare necessities, you know.
And that's only
right,
the thing that we should be, like, trying to guard is just, you know, and not even guard. We should be sharing it with our brothers and sisters, but our food.
True.
All we need is food, water, and shelter, and the rest is all a bunch of fluff.
Exactly.
That's where everything gets pretty crazy is when we start getting into the fluff. I just get these images of, like, pink carpet when I think of the word fluff. But, you know...
You know.
I don't know. People just get so locked into it. It's hard. It's crazy.
Well, it's the Hollywood mind control. You know what I mean? They create this illusion of, you know, just what, yeah, it's insane, man, how people, you know, this is what kind of mind boggles me, too, is just thinking about, you know, how just the illusions that everybody is, like, so fallen into in this society. You know what I mean? Like, even though, you know, hanging out with my mom, you know, she's just, like, people are so afraid of, like, everything. They got to, like, you know, like, and then don't get me wrong, I'm so against, you know, like, the sexual predators and all that stuff, but it's just, like, they portray this so much more between that and the terrorist and all this stuff and boom, boom, that everybody's just so afraid. Everybody's just living in so much fear, you know what I mean? And it's just insane. Like, you know, afraid to die, but that's the one thing that's inevitable in this lifetime is that we're going to die. This body, this vehicle that we have is not going to, you know, only runs for so long, you know what I mean? Especially with what's going on nowadays, the vehicles, you know, aren't... getting the best gasoline.
Yeah, exactly. And people forget that, you know, people forget that.
They totally do.
You know,
I have something
right
here.
Or they take to religion right away, you know, and try to create a heaven or a hell aspect afterwards, or, you know, I like, you know, I just like to live now, you know.
Totally, yeah. Yeah,
it's
all about that.
Yeah, we have to...
There's always this delay here. Oh, no, you guys are just scaring me. I was just, you know, looking at something that was came to mind right when Frankie was saying that everybody's all afraid. I looked down, and it's a book here from an elementary school called September 11th, 2001, the day that changed America. And it has a star, a five-pointed star, with the word war on terrorism. The photos in here. Wow, look at, you know, oh, here's the enemy right here, Osama bin Laden. And the funny part is, like, thank you. And the funny part is, like, the people that bought this then bought the story that they got him later, and it's just, oh, it's just, it's so much lies they have to sift through now. It's like they're just cementing this in kids' heads here in the school system. Ground Zero, heroes of the day, behind the terror, united we stand. American leaders, George Bush, positive influence on America. I'm throwing that book out here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know how many they conformed? You know how many children?
Say again, sorry.
Oh, no, I said, you know how many children that they've conformed just through the whole act of that whole staged event of the World Trade? going down in the whole terrorism scene. It's created these now very liberty, like, freedom fighters. You know, these kids are going to grow up, like, you know, really even believing more within the U.S. and that they need to take out these terrorists that these people are trying to impose them.
Yeah. They got them all, these programmed soldiers. And, you know, they got people good. And our generation got them playing with G.I. Joes when they were little. And, like, you know, being a real American hero. And then they staged this event at a perfect time when those people from that era that play G.I. Joes are now, like, there's Cobra out there, the evil enemy, Osama bin Laden, and all these other people. You know, it's like they've put that programming in, and here's the effect. Here's a terrorist attack for you, so you guys can use all that in your stored brains to defend America.
Yep.
You know how much money is made off of wars? You know what I mean? It's insane because these bankers are the ones that fund both sides of all these wars that go on. You know what I mean? And that's why war is just such a money-making machine for the elitist, man, you know? And it's just like we all need to realize and see that you know, look at what, again, it's back to the segregation and separation, all these Iraqis and all whoever. It's like, yeah, we're all brothers and sisters. I'm sure if you were to go to Iraq and meet some of these people, you know, I'm sure they're family people just like us, just trying to live and enjoy life, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
oh, yeah, oh, for sure.
Well, you know, but it's like they got us just so portrayed again back to the fear, the false evidence appearing real, you know what I mean? And the fear and then the segregation, like, oh, these people, they want to kill you, no. It's just like it's so insane, and we all need to just stop. And I like what Mike Love was saying basically in the one song, you know, just like, I don't think killing them is going to make us more safe, you know what I mean? I know the opposite is true, but how about you? Do you buy into the news that they got you so confused? It's so true, man, you know?
We're going to have him on the show.
Yeah, we need,
you know what?
Mike Love, God, this is a big shout-out to Mike Love, because this guy is, God, one of the most amazing human beings to go from the stuff that we say and be able to lyrically put it into, like, with rhythm. And I mean, it's insane. I mean, basically his whole CD is a chant down, you know? Yeah, Mike.
And it's Roots.
And it's
It
roots,
actually has
man.
Roots on the cover, so it's Roots.
Roots going through Babylon, too, just like what we, I'm sure I say that, you know, speak for you guys, too. We can all kind of envision that, too, or just, you know, because we talk about the system completely falling. It's only a matter of time, you know what I mean? These cities will just get, you know, Mother Nature will take back and just, she'll grow right back through cities and stuff like that.
Earthquakes left and right, earthquakes left and right, man. Every single month we've been having, like, 7.0 earthquakes left and right here and there. We just had one in Alaska.
Recently.
Yeah. This was the other day, just yesterday, I think. They had a 7.0 at the Point of Alaska somewhere. And, you know, it's just happening more and more. It's just epic, man. It's building up. This stage event can't go on forever. This is a terrible movie, and it should have been over a while ago, you know. And it's going to be over soon, you know. It really is. It's like it can't go on forever. It's a perpetuation of dumb. Again, we've talked about this before, but this perpetuation of dumb, it cannot be. The Hopi, you know, it's been prophesized by the ancient indigenous tribes, and it just will not continue, man. It's the time of Koyani Skati, man. That means life out of turmoil, life out of balance. We are not the weavers of the web, but merely a strand within it. Meaning that we've been playing God for too long with this chemical warfare, from chemtrails in the sky, from Monsantos and genetically modified seeds, from spraying on the side of the roads, and all of this, man, it's like it's got to come to an end soon.
That's right. And you know, like how that's a full chant down right there. That they chanted down way back because they knew what they were battling up against here, Babylon.
Oh yes. 1492.
Yeah.
Let the battles begin.
And probably earlier, we just don't know about it.
Yeah, you know it. You know it.
Yeah, that's their year they gave out there. You know, it's becoming. Go ahead, sorry, bro. I want to cut you off.
I think I feel that was so rude. Double A, thanks for that full chant. I totally feel like it is the end of, you know, these times. But I think it's also, you know, time. We're going into some, you know, very beautiful times. You know, for us conscious-minded people that can, you know, survive through this all, you know what I mean? Because really it all is just a mindstorm, and you know what I mean? Just, I think that's why it's important to really just manifest what we do want in this world, you know, because the universe and everything is so much more open right now, you know what I mean? And that's the one thing I can tell you from, like, my journeys, like, going deep lately, is that's what it just keeps kind of telling me, is, like, all this little stuff right here is just, it's minor, you know what I mean? And the big scheme of things and everything is so beautiful, and, like, the universe is just so open to a lot of things right now, and a lot of positive. And if you just put it out there, it's going to manifest so much quicker. And it's a beautiful thing and beautiful times right now, you know. And you know, and what a beautiful thing when the system crumbles. It's all something that I think, you know, us three will be definitely dancing around and having a good time, and hopefully all bonfiring together.
The best time ever.
Yes. So, you know, that's why I've been getting into the topic of the journey, because I feel like it's time for the people to take it now. The inner journey is very important because, you know, it's important to have the background of psychedelics as a prerequisite to, you know, all this, to kind of look at it and, you know, chant down egos. But, like, also the outer journey, too, just, like, taking a journey and, like, maybe, say, going hitchhiking or just traveling and having no plan of your own, letting the universe provide for you, the creator, and see what happens. And the people you meet on the journey, you meet all these people that are just like planted in your life. And I mean, you're meant to meet them, and you go on from there and have another experience. I mean, that's the nomadic way to experience Earth. Wake up in a new place all the time and
keep going
on a journey. I think that's one of the biggest solutions, and that's what I kind of put on this earlier show. Actually, the show before this one is just, I went over that. It's like, well, that's what we need to do. And maybe then when people experience real life and they try to fit themselves back in the little paradigm of the 8-to-5 worker bee schedule, they're going to go, wait a minute, this isn't all there is to life.
Exactly. Chant them.
Yeah, the chanting journeys are so important, you know what I mean? And it was so awesome the other night to see Double A's pictures of Kalalau and stuff, you know, and just what an amazing place to go venture out to. And, you know, from what I've read in, you know, some of these Hawaiian mythology books, that was basically like the final initiation for kahunas was in that trail into Kalalau, you know, and what an amazing place, you know. And, yeah, it's so important to just journey and go deep and, like you say, you know, open yourself up to the universe, and you'll meet so much amazing people, and you'll have such an awesome journey. But when we shelter ourselves in fear and all that stuff and not open ourselves up, that's when we, you know, we really just shut ourselves down to the universe and the universal energy, you know what I mean? And yeah, you know, I can only imagine the people that AA was able to meet out there and stuff, you know. And that's the one thing that I definitely love about AA is, you know, he is such a journeyer and goes all around, and you know, everybody loves him, and people just, you know, he just always brings a good vibe with him, you know what I mean? Just opens yourself up to the universe, and that's such a great thing to do, and we all need to kind of do that and relearn again that we are all brothers and sisters again, you know?
Yeah,
I'm all
right.
Earth, you guys.
AA, didn't you tell me once that somebody picked you up hitchhiking, and they asked you what you do, and you go, well, I chant down Babylon. And you explained it to them, and they were like, and they were like, whoa. They, like, really had to think about that for a minute.
You know, that has been multiple occasions.
That's awesome.
You know, and the simplicity of going inwards, you know, it's like, and you know, we can go outwards, inwards, there's so many ways to go, you know. We can take medicine journeys, and then we can take the inward medicine journey of just journeying with oneself, you know, or journeying with a deep brother or a couple brothers or something. But, you know, again, when I go deep out, you know, and just to be able to collect water, to be able to collect wood, to be able to start fire, to be able to cook on a fire, and to be able to reflect with that fire, just the simplicity of that, man, is just like, that's the roots, and that's what it's all about, getting back to bring back the fruits, you know, what you need in the positivity of your life, and, you know, the energy when we start going down, you know. And just for everybody just to take that adventure and that journey, but we don't, a lot of people don't in general, you know?
No.
And just,
no,
for, the,
most,
and just for the record, really quick, AA is definitely a professional chant downer for sure. That is definitely that. I know when he said that, he was definitely, you know, and this is basically a show named after him.
Yeah. I mean, yes, inspired by AA. In fact, you know, sometimes he's shown me to chant down things in my life. I'm like, whoa, you know, because AA lives the journey all the time. And more so
Mahalo,
than...
Mahalo, my brothers. We're just,
yeah, more...
Thank you. Many reflections to you.
And we're there for each other to help each other chant down the dumb, because the dumb creeps up like a vine, you know, that you got to trim every once in a while. Yeah, and just manicure and make sure.
And we are all reminders for each other, you know, when you know, we forget, you know, because it is, it's just so easy to forget, you know, and we're here to bring each other back, you know, and to move each other forward, never backwards, you know, and really to watch each other, you know, really, you know, just like really get to where we need to get to. And that's where we're all heading, to the exact same spot, I think.
And that's what a brother is for, is somebody that's, you know, there to tell you, hey, you know, look what you're doing. This is not what we do. You know what I mean? Because you know how we do it. That's not how we do it. You know what I mean? And that's why it's just important that we all, work together. Because when we all network with each other and stuff like that, and like, that was the one thing that was funny today. You know, I went to my mom's AA meeting. It was her 19th, you know, year of not, you know, drinking and stuff. And it's just crazy to see the support group that they have there in this AA meeting. You know, and I really respect that, man. Just the support group that everybody's in there and just supporting each other. And I think it's just we all really need to relearn that, you know, with each other and just be supportive, man, because we all have our days that we're not feeling. We all have our days when we're up, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just important to be there for each other, you know what I mean? It makes it so much easier on this journey. You know, it's definitely, you know, of course, when we go deep with these medicine journeys, it's, you know, it's definitely nice to go sometimes solo or, you know, with a couple. But, you know, in the journey of life on this planet, it's definitely nice to walk with, you know, a bunch of brothers and sisters that are all like-minded and working together, you know, like a beehive.
Right. Righteous eye. Bless up.
We're just having one of these Full Roots Chant Down sessions right here, you know, chanting it down live, chanting it down to, you know, a powwow of like minds, awake minds, to actually have a way to be an outlet for each other. Here's a way for us to, like, have a platform to speak and chant it down.
Elijah, my son, got something to say really quick.
Go ahead,
Elijah.
Woo!
Root.
We're going on a permanent holiday, yeah? Elijah loves the permanent holiday from Mike Love. He changed it all day. My son's 3 years old, and he's already becoming a chant downer.
Yeah! Cha-cha!
Yeah, Elijah, chanting down so young. Awesome.
Oh, the rootiness chatter.
Well, he has Uncle Chan Down to learn from.
Wow, bro. Roots. 719, you're in the house, man. Just to be able to say skibbity, man, that's awesome. Thank you, child.
Is that what he just said?
He said skibbity, skibbity. Skibbity.
I think maybe people out there need to know a little bit about skibbity.
Scoobity.
Oh, it's a little.
And just for the record on that one too, that is not a fucking word, okay? Scoobity is not.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, scuba is a little fun thing that we like to do, you know, and like, you know, it's well said, more said to random people and unknown people that you've never met in your lifetime ever before. It's nice if it's more so up close and personal, if you could be within maybe a foot range of their face and maybe saying it a little high pitch and being like, scuba. And it kind of wakes them up, snaps them up out of their deep realm of zombiness, of sleepwalking throughout life itself, and kind of waking up. And those who wake up and laugh, I can have fun with it. But there's a lot of people that get angered that are, you know, assholes and constantly programmed. So, you know, they just kind of get disrupted and a little glitch in the machine happens.
And it's what they needed, exactly. Yeah.
And that's exactly what they need.
You know, just like, wait a minute, that's not a word? What does that mean? it just gets them off their path a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
The ones that ask the question, if it's a word, you know, they actually need a whole nother, big, louder scuberty, you know, because they really aren't getting it. And that's really what it comes down to, is just everybody needs to, like, take a breath and relax and laugh a little bit. You know, that's what I love about my medicine journeys, is, like, you know, having that deep laughter where you're almost literally crying and uncontrollable, you know, you're in the inner of your childhood. It just comes out, and it's such a beautiful healing thing that we all need to do, you know what I mean? And it's just so fulfilling to, yeah, just laugh, you know what I mean? It's like we forget that, man. Everybody's just so conformed to their 9-to-5 and their beer bottles and, you know, and everything, and their TV shows. They just, they forgot to laugh and live.
Thank you.
It's insane.
You know, as I would like to say, that's awesome. Thank you for saying that, Brother Frankie. As I would like to say, everybody forgot, all the adult cults, and I do call them the adult cult, forgot to pick up their little inner child. They left the inner child behind. And the kid was reaching up the whole entire time and wanted to play the whole time. But they did not, you know, observe that child wanting to play, and they never lifted it back up. So they pushed it away from them. You know what I'm saying? So they left the kid behind, you know, and it's just sad because you see a lot of people. And it's just like, come on, laugh, man. Have fun with it. Like, shoot the shit, man. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. The deep divine comedy that just makes you laugh so hard. You're on the floor and you're crying, but you're laughing and it feels so good because it releases endorphins. And then you're just lighter. You're just, you know, you're not so heavy because they say fear is a heavy emotion. So laughter just like breaks people out of fear. So laughter is very important. Like that's been left out. The little child creative play. You know, being a kid, we never were supposed to leave that behind. The indigenous people of the who we always come back to, the true earth people, they had extended imaginations that we don't even know about with their mythologies and just the storytelling around the fire. As adults, they never left that. They never had to go to school and get indoctrinated and become these workers, you know. They hardly worked at all. They worked... Their work was survival, directly linked to what they were doing.
School is where they conform you to let go of that, and grow up, and you know you want to move up through grades, and that's where you really truly lose your childhood, you know, and your innocence, you know, and it's sad, man. You know, I like what you were saying that, you know, about the school system and stuff earlier. It's, you know, again, it's back to it's his story. Of course, you're going into their schools and their stuff. They're gonna mind control and brainwash the kids as much as possible, you know, and I mean. With having kids, it's just definitely something that I think about. And even today, talking with my mom about with my son, it's just like, you know, there's no way I can put him in a public school system or even a private school system, you know. It's just like, put him in the school of life, you know what I mean, of life
Thank
of the
you.
Garden and life of Mother Earth, you know.
Because we call the education system the miseducation system because, again, it creates conformities, it creates stereotypes, it creates fashion statements, it creates kids to be popular and unpopular, and who's the popularity. It creates, it almost creates diseases. It creates a virus within the human being itself because it doesn't allow the being to truly be free and learn and educate how it needs to be on its way. It educates to a mass of students and one teacher, you know, so it just doesn't work in that cubicle box.
No. That is correct. I'm going to give a little, I'm going to give the call-in number. I thought maybe we'd take some callers on this show. I don't know if it will happen or not, but it's 347-324-3342. Come join Chant It Down Radio if you chant it down. Or even if you don't chant it down, we'll chant it down for you.
Ah, yeah!
Always
open
to a song for callers, of course.
It'd be nice to talk to the world out there and see where they're at. I mean, when we go by and people in their cars and everything, we see where they're at. But that's not really where they're at. That's where they're trying to be.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
One more time, the number, Sam?
347-324-3342. And that's, of course, in America. I guess if you are out of country, it's country code 01. I don't know if we'll get anybody from there, but you never know. The Skype callers and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. I'd like to hear from the world out there if they're chanting it down. And but hey, you guys, what do you think about promote people to think positive in the right way without playing like cover up? You know what I mean? Like we got to promote people to think positive, but also to see the negative and not play cover up and be like these new age people who are just like focusing on, oh, just meditate it all away, it'll go away. You know, where do people need to be? What do you guys think?
I like calling it a realist. Let's be real here, you know what I mean? And just being a realist, like really seeing what's going on, but really seeing right through it also, too, you know what I mean? And knowing that it's all a big joke and that's, again, back to the medicine journey. That's why it's important to go on your medicine journeys, because when you do, you see that, you know what I mean? And, it's funny, this whole new age people that are, you know, from the older to the younger and the whole, you know, just like, I mean, definitely can see it loud and clear up in haiku, you know, with all these people that are in the yoga, and they think that they're just, you know, living this, like, righteous lifestyle, but they're hopping into their BMWs, and they're going back to their big mansions, and they're, you know, and it's just like, let's be real here, guys, you know what I mean? Like, come on, like, you know? So that's what I like to say, is a realist.
Yeah. Realistic.
Exactly.
You know, because we can't just go, oh, there, it's okay, don't look at that, let's just go walk away and do our lives, because that's just perpetuating this.
Well, people nowadays think, like, if I do a yoga class a week, or I don't even mean to, like, to, you know, to pin out the yoga people or anything, because I definitely, you know, see it's something good for sure, but, you know, a lot of people just got this mind that, like, yeah, they can do a yoga class a week, and they're saving the world, I don't know, they're good, you know, it's just like, come on, you know, it's going to take a little bit more effort than that, you know what I mean, to really make it all work, you know what I mean, and that's what it really needs to just be, too, it needs to be a mutual commitment from everybody, you know, that wants to at least move forward in this, you know, in this world, you know, because if not, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be left behind for sure, you know what I mean? And I think that's, you know, in the transition times.
Roots. Thank you. How about you, Double A? What do you think? Did you drop off?
Scooby!
Ah, there you are. No?
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you. Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if we lost Double A. He's still on the screen. Mid chant, perhaps?
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe the cell phone's getting too much of a chant down. He can't handle the cell phone's in full glitching.
Just melting. Hello? Double A, you there?
Yeah,
oh,
I am here.
Uh huh.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh,
loud
whoa,
clear,
crazy, man. I don't know where the hell I went, man. I was trying to get back.
Double A took a journey on the phone.
Exactly. These freaking cell phones, man. These freaking cell phones.
I hate them. You know, I hate them because of the delay on them, and I hate them because you can feel them nuking your head. They're annoying in society. Well, the list goes on. I hate them. And
oh,
I know it
you.
Does enable us to do this show, and that's cool. But we even have to chant down all the technology, too, because, you know, that's just perpetuating the same
iPhone
thing.
What an eye joke. You know, iPhones, how these new iPhones and all these smartphones, you know what I mean? It's just insane. You know, my mom even actually told me the other day, she goes, oh, I like this smartphone. It can just think for me. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, that's where people are at. They just literally have given it. Giving it up, and even though my mom was kind of like joking, you know, there was definitely a serious behind that, and like that's basically the mindset of a lot of, you know, it's like come on, dog, like really, you know what I mean? It's, and they don't, and you know, talk about nuking fully. I mean, especially these iPhones and these gnarly. I mean, it's like I was actually, you know, on my mom's one the other day just checking the search report, and I swear after like a minute or two, the thing got so hot, and I even kind of started to feel a little dizzy. I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Shouldn't be good.
No, dude. There's a lot of heat coming from. It's really interesting, you know.
All that energy right next to your head all the time. Couldn't be good. And that's going to be like the next cigarette. Cell phones are going to be like, oh, yeah, cigarettes cause cancer. Didn't you guys? Or cell phones cause cancer. Just like cigarettes, everybody smoked them and it wasn't a big deal in the old days. Now everybody's got, you know, lung cancer. Well, probably everybody's going to get brain cancer.
Yep.
Sad to say, but it's like, that's what we're doing. And, you know, people, in retrospect, can always look at the brainwash and the control system and the whole world and go, wow, what were we thinking? But for some reason, in the present moment, people can't seem to do that. The mind control is too strong. But what Double A was talking about just a little while ago, you had a DVD of all the old commercials, and you could totally, you were telling me how you could totally see the brainwash, just plain sight, it's so obvious.
that it's just so amazing, you know, they began at such an early stage, you know, and it's been happening like almost like, wow, almost I think about 100 years now. But, you know, just early, you know, Technicolor television, even black and white, I got all these commercials recently of all the propaganda. And I say propaganda, you know, to a lot of people, you know, it's a DVD that you can get at Walmart of all these great classic commercials, American commercials, the funny things we used to buy and still do. Well, not me. I look at it differently. I look at it as full propaganda, you know what I'm saying, and how they conformed people way back then, from like Ajax commercials to Camel to Marlboro to just like cleaning, fashion, women's makeup to everything. And it's just like they were so good, man. And it's just like they made it so something, like they played like a little song, like let me see here, oh yeah, like the Marlboro commercial, it's like the song was like, it goes da 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 da, it goes filter flavor flip up top, and the flip up top was the, you know how they have those stupid cartons, that the box cartons that you can flip up the top.
Correct.
Well,
yeah.
It's when it was new. It's when they just had came out and stuff. So they created a little song, and all the commercials were like, filter, flavor, flip up top, and all these, like, beautiful people, shiny, you know, smiles, and being like, it has a smooth, mild taste, and it's good for my throat. As a singer, I depend upon Marlboro cigarettes to get me by. As an actor, as a fashion, you know what I'm saying? They were just using it and abusing it.
Oh, my.
That's something I'd like to get together and watch with both of you. Crucial.
Oh yes, just to see that brainwash at the beginning, because then it's so obvious to people now, you know. But it's not obvious right now what they're going through, you know, deep within this trance.
If you're tuning into the television, you know, you're letting them tell you their vision. You know what I mean? And their vision, we all know this, is a very bad one. You know what I mean? And yeah, it is amazing to kind of look back in the history and see how blatant they were before, you know what I mean? But now it's almost deeper, too, because now they're, you know, all the color in the TV and stuff like that, and the mental stimulation that the TV gets, you know what I mean? It's literally become a drug to people, you know what I mean? And the television now with all these reality shows, you know what I mean? I talk about being a realist, and then you have these reality shows that are the furthest thing from reality, you know what I mean? It's a drama reality, you know what I mean? And it's just letting these people tell you their vision, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, people. Let's, you know, wake up and see, you know.
Thank you.
I had a brother on the show named Sun Talk. He's Ruth's Wake brother, too. And he was talking about how the wand in the ancient druids was made out of holly. And so, you know, the word Hollywood, that's where it actually comes from, as like a spell being cast on the people. Hollywood, because if you go to LA and you look around, there's no holly growing around there. So it's just so obvious, you know, if you start to just peel back these layers and just see the programming, tell a vision of programming. You know, it's in the words, it's in the language.
Yeah,
exactly. Where the illusion is created, you know, that's where they mass market their, you know, illusion of, you know, like what AA was touching on earlier, as far as like what we're supposed to wear, and then, you know, and all this stuff, what we're, you know, and it's just, it's insane, man, you know. And then even, you know, like with the commercials, yeah, I'm an actor and I use this, so they just, yeah, it's really where they, that's where the, I believe the root of the illusion, at least in American society, really comes from, is the whole Holly weird, you know, it's just insane.
Correct.
Chant those guys down big time, you know, Spielberg and all these guys, just, you know, chant them
right
down, you know, you guys, for creating this illusion and just keeping it, portraying it, you know what I mean? It's just like, you guys need to be chanted down.
The whole thing needs to be chanted down. And you can enjoy a movie. It's not that you can't and enjoy the little illusion, but as long as you know that it's an illusion, a lot of people just kind of don't even go there and think about it. So it's just funny how easy hypnotic it is.
Totally. We know how everybody nowadays too is watching all these scary movies. Like, it's so funny, from a kid, I'll say this straight up, I could not watch scary movies from a kid.
Do you think your home has bed bugs? Press 2. To learn more about protecting your home against pests such as ants, roaches, and spiders, press 3.
What?
If you are an existing Terminix customer and would like to speak with a customer service associate about your account, press 0.
Chat these guys down.
What is this?
I don't know. Is it?
Thank you for choosing Terminix. This is Jarvis. How may I help you?
Hey, Jarvis. How's it going?
Are you turning down Babylon today, Jarvis?
Uh-huh.
Are you?
Okay, it's two different people talking, so I'm just trying to make sure I can understand who I'm speaking to.
Well, we're trying to ask a little question if you're chanting down Babylon to the fullest degree at all.
Yeah.
All right, and also another question. What is in the Terminex itself that you're spraying with?
What is in Terminex itself that it's spraying with?
Yeah, yeah. What are the chemicals? Do you know the names of the stuff you're spraying with? I want to make sure what it is before I spray it around my children in the household.
Right. I understand where you're coming from. They have to give you what's known as a material safety data sheet, because honestly, they're not going to know what products they use until they get out there and assess the home.
All right. Is it bad for my children and my animals? And is it chemicals?
No, any products that Terminex uses, they're all eco-friendly, registered with the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, they go in daycare, schools, restaurants on a daily basis as is. And we got trained service providers. They're going to keep safety first.
All right. I'm going to have to chant that down. Thank you very much.
Is there any way you could list some of the ingredients, though? I'm curious to know what your guys' eco-friendly ingredients are.
Right, yeah. They would let you know once they got out there and assessed the home. Like I said, they got to see what pest.
But you know, I mean, I'm sure you guys only have so many different things you guys spray. I mean, what is your guys' base? Your guys' eco? You know, what do you mean when you say eco? You know what I mean? The Environmental Protection Agency. Those are kind of misconstrued words a little bit. So, you know, can you explain to me what is in your eco products, or do you even know?
I think we lost Terminex. And we lost Double A also.
Really?
Yeah, he just disappeared right off the switchboard here. Hopefully he'll call right back. Interesting.
And we lost Terminex. So hey, you know what? I think we just figured out what we need to do next time on Chinatown Radio is call maybe like Walmart or some of these corporations.
Oh, we have just stepped into a whole realm now. That's awesome. We're gonna chant it down from here. We're gonna call up, and I mean that was unexpected and lots of fun. And these people get hit by a full chant down. Oh, here we go. Here's brother Double A. Here, let's see what we got here.
I lost you guys there. I was trying to get back to you.
Yeah, Root Double A. You're on Chant It Down Radio.
Oh, righteous, man. We had to chant that guy down.
Yes. You got to chant down a little bit longer than we did with him. Did you guys have a good finish to your chant down?
We did. I fully was able to chant him down and the chemical that he was using.
What did he say?
he was like, you said that they were eco-friendly. And, you know, and I don't agree with that. He kills termites, ants, rodents, cockroaches, bedbugs, and 22 other types of pests.
And it's eco-friendly.
Chant
that down.
Thank you. So he got chanted. I was like, you know what? You get chanted down.
That's hilarious. How did that work out?
You know, it was just a surprise guest. It was just random. I don't know how that happened.
Interesting.
that might be the forum for the next show, I think, is just call up maybe like Costco or some random places, you know?
Who do we need to chant down this week, you know?
Well, I was looking for Monsanto's number, but I couldn't find it, so I just called up Terminex.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Terminex is close to Monsanto. I'm sure they're definitely sleeping in bed together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
man. They've been bed buddies.
Bed buddies with bed bugs on them for a while.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it, brother. You better believe it. You know, I was looking for their number, but I couldn't find the number in the phone book at all. It's interesting. I don't know what I'd look under. Huh?
I might be able to look that up for you. Monsanto? Monsanto?
Yeah, Monsanto.
Hawaii.
Monsanto's Maui or Monsanto's, yeah.
Well, we can go in our island here. Let's see what
any
kind of things can happen.
Let's call Monsanto Molokai.
Yes, actually, let's do.
I think they need a full chant down. And even if we can leave a message, even better.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Here is a Monsanto number for Kihei, Hawaii. I won't be able to actually do that here online.
Can you give me the
number? Yeah. It's a local number, 879-4074. And we're going to chant down Monsanto live here on Chant It Down Radio.
You know, I would really enjoy that, man.
Oh, this is hilarious. This brings back my inner childhood. Like, yeah, I used to love name calling people, so this is it brings the inner giggles out of me, bro. I'm going to try to hold back the laugh. Because, you know what, Double A, he does do a pretty good, like, really good impersonation voice and stuff, so I'm going to play the side role and try not to laugh my ass off.
That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting. I don't know if I can hold it in myself. But Monsanto needs to be chanted down on many levels.
Monsanto needs, major, major chant downs. I don't even know. I mean, you know, the world needs to just simultaneously chant down Monsanto. And they are. You know, people are waking up to it.
Maui in Kihei, Hawaii. If
oh, Monsatan.
If you have a 4-digit extension, you may enter it now. To spell by name, press 2. To leave a message, press 0.
Sorry.
Monsanto General Mailbox
is unavailable. Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Janet.
Chant down Monsatan.
Chant down Monsatan.
Evict Monsatan.
Chant you down. You evil. Kind of tail off chants.
Go home,
Monsanto.
Monsanto, are you in bed with geoengineering, perhaps? In bed with many politicians, perhaps? Can you give us a call? Can you chant it down? Have you ever thought about chanting down Babylon? That's what we want to know here.
Please, can you give us a call?
1-800, chant it down.
Scooby!
Oh. Well, I guess we lost AA again. Monsatan doesn't want us to put them on a radio show, I don't think.
It's going to be interesting whoever gets to listen to that. You know, it's funny how we talk about Monsatan and, you know, driving through Kihei, you know, a couple days ago, seeing... they have these, like, I think it's called Global Something, and that's, like, their security guys or whatever that, you know, that basically guard the whole place. And we have been driving by one of the trucks, and, I mean, I swear to God, the guy was, like, fully GMO'd out, just fat, lardy guy, and he's fully just, like, zoning out. And it's funny because I'm, like, looking at this guy, like, wow, what is this guy? Like, who's he going to really, like, hurt or take care of? You know, the guy's, like, so GMO'd out, wow, you know, it's so funny. It's just, like, you know, even the government, how they portray all this fear of, like, oh, we're watching you, whatever. It's just like, God, you know, like, come on, God. You know, these guys can't even pull it together on small levels, you know what I mean? It's just like, you really
need
that. You know, I think we give them too much credit.
Yep. And the GMO foods also actually, I believe, do the same effect that MSG does to your body, aspartame. I think it turns into a toxin in your body and just starts killing your brain cells. You know, I feel like that if I accidentally get some like GMO chicken slipped into my meal, or, you know, something like I just have to, I'm hungry somewhere, got to eat, there's nowhere to eat, got to eat now, and you go, oh, maybe I'll just go to this place, hopefully the food's all good, and then you eat like maybe like try to eat something decently healthy there, and you don't have much of a choice. But every time I get something that's, you know, that just says chicken, obviously it's not organic or whatever, you start to feel really cloudy in your head. You guys ever feel that?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's another level of their mind controlling, you know what I mean, is your food. And I truly believe, you know, something I was definitely chiming down my mom earlier is, you know, you are what you eat, you know what I mean? If you're eating these mutated foods that are chemically grown, you're going to, you know, it's going to definitely have a chemical reaction in your body. But if you're eating organic produce that's full of, you know, live bacteria and probiotics and stuff, you know what I mean? It's all going to flourish, you know, in your body, you know, and, you know, even kind of turning down the whole antibiotic thing, too, you know what I mean? Antibiotics is like, hello, people, it's dead life. Like, wake up and see, you know, it's right there. It's just insane, you know?
Correct.
I agree.
You guys all still there? Oh, yeah. I heard a little glitch in the matrix.
I know. Sorry, my phone is kind of almost actually getting low battery, so you might have heard the low battery.
But
the food is such an important issue. I mean, that's what we are, is food. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, what you are, what you eat. You know what I mean? So with these guys just mutating everything, you know what I mean? And even, you know, we kind of hinted on that, I think, on the first show that you had us on. You know, it's like, yeah, you can be doing all this great organic gardening and stuff, but then, boom, they just fly right over the sky and spray chemtrails. Or if you're by the side of the highway, they just come right by with their fucking truck of Roundup and just spraying the whole, you know, and you don't have a choice. It's like, you know, it's just full chemical warfare on so many levels, and it's just, yeah, you know, I mean, I definitely praise the resilience of the human body, and that's why I believe it's such an important time to, you know, really try to have a, you know, a mainly green-based diet, you know what I mean? Because things like cilantro and parsley, kale, and a lot of these things are heavy metal detoxifiers, and they can cleanse.
Yeah, thank you for that reminder.
You know, it's just...
That's important.
You know, it's so, and that's the medicine, you know, we're gifted with that. If, you know, the lab gives us all this, you know, abundance of medicine, and, you know, out here with all the go-through-cola and a lot of stuff, and the turmeric and, you know, all this stuff is just growing everywhere. It's just important to get that into our bodies, you know what I mean, all the time, because that Mama Earth will cleanse us, you know?
That's true. And, yeah, we are part of Mother Earth, and we can be resilient in the same way that Mother Earth would grow roots through the concrete. We seem to be able to come back, and there's some of us that the whole thing never worked on in the beginning. You know, we're that resilient. Well, us three right here, talking, you know, we've been through the control system. We've been poisoned. I mean, I grew up with a horrible diet and didn't know any better, and we're still here today. We're here chanting it down to levels that most people that I even listen to that chant down don't chant down to.
Roots, and that's why I believe, you know, that the universe is opening up so much more right now, because like you said, man, I grew up the same way, just eating shit, Mickey D's, and, you know, I came from a family that didn't really have money, so of course we had to just, you know, basically eat what we could get, you know what I mean? And it's so easy to just go right through the fast food place, you know what I mean, and get your dollar, you know, burger, whatever, you know what I mean? And, so yeah, it's amazing that, you know, living that lifestyle, and then, you know, that's what I was kind of basically telling my mom too today, is like, you know, the second that you turn your body over and just start eating all organic and, like, you know, like a really healthy green-based diet, your body instantly will reverse all the diseases and everything. You know what I mean? It's been proven. You know what I mean? That's why it's so amazing, all this chemotherapy and all that stuff, too. You know, it's just like, again, they're just, you know, they're frying your whole body. You know what I mean? It's just...
Hello?
Hello?
Double A.
Yeah, I'd like to order.
Yes, sir?
What would you guys like to order? Because you guys are talking about all this, like, good food and stuff. So I'm thinking about probably a Big Mac.
How many Big Mac?
Large fries.
Just a Big Mac and a large fry.
Did you guys got milk shakes?
Make sure you get a super size.
Super size. Don't super size that if you guys have super size.
So you want to make an order, Big Mac meal, large size?
Yeah.
Super size.
And a number 6.
Okay.
Did you add the number 6 also?
Number 6, large size.
Yeah, large size also. And a number 2, add that on also.
Okay.
And, that'll be it.
Oh, you know what, can I get what is your biggest size of a thick nugget that you guys got?
20 piece.
Oh, you don't have the buckets anymore, like the 50-piece?
I'm sorry?
The 20-piece is the biggest you guys got?
Just a 20-piece.
Okay. And do you know what's inside of those chicken nuggets? Is there any chicken inside of there?
No, I'm gonna...
Callie McDonald, can I help you?
There was one on number 6 and number...
Yes?
Hi, I was wondering how much chicken is inside of you guys' chicken nuggets?
We have the 6-piece, 10-piece, and 20-pieces, sir.
Wait, but I'm actually wondering, like, you know, inside of the chicken nuggets itself, like, how much percentage of that is actually, like, chicken, you know, like, meat chicken?
Chicken?
Sorry?
Wait, what was your question, sir? How much is?
Yeah, you know, inside of your chicken, you call it a chicken McNugget, so I'm just wondering, inside of the chicken McNugget, how much, do you guys know, like, how much is actually really chicken inside of there, or is there other stuff mixed in with that, too?
It's just chicken, sir.
Because I live a strict diet of only just strictly chicken.
Yeah, it's just chicken inside. But they added celery, pepper, and stuff inside.
Oh, that sounds so yummy. Get a couple of them, Frankie.
Okay, that's, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, let's do two of those.
Okay, so did I answer your question, sir?
Can I get a little extra side of MSG, too? Is that a possibility?
Actually, order two sides. Can you get two sides of MSG, please?
I'll take one of you, please.
Can I get
some honey mustard?
Oh, yeah. Honey mustard.
Honey mustard. And barbecue sauce. Okay, let's go for a full a Slurpee. What is it? Not a Slurpee. McFlurry. Hello?
Oh, did they hang up on us?
Wow, people don't want it.
And of course they don't know anything. They're just the workers. They just, like, they don't even know what they're serving. They, you know, that's just how they have the world all compartmentalized. You know, they don't know what they're taking part in serving
Thank
this
you.
Masses. You know, they
Thank
just like,
you.
Oh, this is my job. Yeah. I only need to know this much, and that's just all they need to know to do their job.
And there's chicken in there. The chicken McNuggets have, they're just chicken. It's just chicken. And some parsley and some celery and a little bit of salt.
That was hilarious.
Okay.
And some celery and some parsley. I guarantee you there ain't no celery and parsley inside of those chicken nuggets.
Celery and parsley, that's a new one. Oh, my.
Oh, what a great thing for them to say. Honestly, thanks for bringing that back up, because that was hilarious. And no, there was celery and parsley and some stuff. Nice. That was all time. That was all time.
Super convincing, super convincing.
I can almost smell the aroma over the phone.
And you know what, poor... I feel bad for all those poor workers, too, because think about it, they're probably getting paid $8 an hour, and they got to sit in there and deal with everybody's shit. They're probably working 10, 12-hour shifts, you know what I mean, barely making ends meet, you know.
Yep.
You know, it's sad, man. You know, I feel bad for all these people that work in all these, you know, between the Walmarts and all the fast food restaurants and, you know, barely making minimum wage. And it's like, how the fuck are these guys going to make it? They have a family to support, you know, and you go in even to, like, Walmart, and there's, you know, especially out here in Hawaii, it's a lot of these elder Filipinos that are working in there, and it's just like, God, these people are like, you know, they're getting old, they don't need to be working, they can barely stand up, but they have to, you know what I mean? They have to make ends meet and stuff, you know, and it's just so sad.
You know what I really would like to do is I'd like to round up a bunch of people in a big bus, all the workers from Walmart and McDonald's and all these different spots, and we get them on the bus, we kidnap them, and we all serve mushroom tea on board.
Yeah.
And we go to a plane, and we take off, and we all have them jump out with parachutes while they're completely on a medicine journey and just experience real life.
Nice.
Or, you know, just kidnap them and show them real life. Be like, and just break it down and just, like, pull all these different control systems out of their brain and just get them to laugh and just get them to look at what they're doing and go, whoa.
Thank you.
That'd
Thank
be a lot
you.
Of fun. The mass kidnapping of all these poor workers, you know, they don't know any better.
No, it's only
we
right.
have
I
a caller. You know what? We have a caller online. I'd like to bring somebody up on Chantadown Radio. You got, what do you guys think?
Ruth.
Area code 631. Welcome to Chant It Down Radio. Hello. Caller 631-672-8968. You're on the air live at Chant It Down Radio.
Hello? Sounds like they're chanting it down.
Yeah. Anybody there?
Chant It Down Radio, my friend.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Area code 631. Are you chanting it down?
Hello?
Hello. Area code 631. You're live on Chant It Down Radio.
What's up?
How's it going today, my friend?
It's very good. How is it today for you?
It's going well. We're just here live on Chant It Down Radio, having a little round table. Did you have a question or anything you'd like to add in?
Yeah.
Still there?
I just had a question.
Sure.
How expensive is Thomas Cavella oregano sauce?
$2.99 on sale right now.
At what? Stoplight or Stop and Shop?
Stop and Shop or Foodland $2.99 on sale.
We're going to have to stop you right there and chant it down because you need to chant down that deal already.
Chant it down all around.
I have another question.
Sure. What is your question?
Want to smoke a fat one?
Yeah! Roots! We do want to smoke a fat one, bro. Light it up. Light it up.
Please.
Burn it down. We're going to burn down Babylon.
Why? Share the love.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Vancouver.
Vancouver, B.C.?
Roots!
Yeah,
oh, share the BC love.
So do you like to? Do you like to chant down Babylon, my friend?
Justin Bieber for life.
Excuse me.
He's in mid chant right now. He's in mid pull.
Oh, nice, Roots.
I think he's on a deep medicine journey.
Purple
drink. How's that feel for you, friend?
Thomas Cavella.
Thomas Cavello, is that your name?
Yes.
Well, welcome to Chant It Down Radio.
Thank you.
So
what's the topic today?
The topic? It's a roundtable session here, but one of the things we've been talking about is the journey inwards and outwards as a solution to kind of help break up the monotony in modern life here. Have you taken
Thomas Cavella oregano sauce?
Thomas Cavella oregano sauce. Has that helped you on your journeys, my friend?
Do you know of a radio show called C Says?
No, I don't.
How about Truth Capitalist Radio?
It's say again?
Truth Capitalist Radio? Do you know that radio show?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, let me write it down. What is it called?
It's called Smoke a Fat One.
Smoke a Fat One.
How many followers do you have? Like three?
We got a few of us here. We're chanting it down live in a round table discussion here.
Yeah, it's like multiple of us.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, dog?
Yeah, man, what's up, dog? Yeah.
When you're on TV. No, we started this before.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello?
Do you have a bathroom in there or something?
That's correct. Well, how's chanting it down in BC? How do you chant down where you stay?
Oh, we smoke fat ones.
Smoke a fat one?
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is a helpful medicine. That is a helpful medicine in kind of seeing the world we live in a different perspective. It definitely helps to walk out in the world and just sort of shake that vibration that everybody else is in and smoke a fat one. And it's a medicine for a lot of people that I know.
Well, I just do it. I smoke fat ones for the journey.
Truth.
What
kind of journey you like?
The psychedelic kind.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Virgin. Chant it down, chant it down.
And prostitutes.
Stupid.
Well, we chanted down on multiple levels here. We've been having a great roundtable discussion from anything from Monsatan to just journeying on a personal level every day in life and chanting down the control system around us, taking out the system tentacles that are attached to us. What do you have to say about that, my friend?
Advice on how to reach Dharma.
Yeah, you cut out on me. Sorry. What did you say again?
Do you have any advice on how to reach Dharma? Smoking fat ones doesn't seem to work very well.
Well, I think that's an individual journey. What do you guys think, my friends?
And how do I get to the journey to your mom's pants?
You stop.
That's a tough one. I couldn't tell you. I've never done that.
You've never been in your mom's pants before?
I think this guy needs to get chanted down, because this
is dumb.
And we're the first to call down, and I'm sorry, BC, but you're dumb, brother. So, if you want
to
talk about
full dial tone chant down, dumb.
Hey,
you're running.
Give him a cutoff. I think we're done with BC.
We're done with BC. That was a waste of our time.
What do you say?
Too much, that guy is too much smoke. See, people, that's what happens if you smoke too much fatties. You know, there is a limit with this medicine. You know, it is medicine, you know. You got to be respectful of it.
There's a real vacancy about him. You know, like, all right, you know, just like, We're actually talking about something real, and he just kind of wants to fart around and talk about, you know, not really chanting it down.
You know, I think he hadn't let out a large poop in a while, and basically he was just full of shit.
Yeah, sometimes people are so full of it, it starts to come out of their mouth. And we chanted him down with a full dial tone dumb. That's it.
That
was awesome. That was our first caller on Chanted Down Radio.
And the first caller had to get chanted down. That's how we do.
Yeah, and that's Chanted Down Radio right there. That's exactly why the radio station is. It's like we want to chant down. That's what we're here to do.
That's correct. That is correct. So, yeah, you know, again, a lot of people aren't really experiencing real life. They're not fully tapping into to divine sources, and they're kind of stuck in their little cubicles. And, you know, like him and many other people, they need to take a journey and get out of their cubicle and see real life. And there's some kind of interference. You guys there?
Yep.
Okay. All right, some kind of weird interference there. Okay,
I gotta
we're back.
Say, you know, I think that might have been Monsanto calling us back. Actually, I think that's who that was.
They sent one of their minions.
Sorry.
That sounded like Monsanto to me. And that's all Mom's Savior wants to get in your mom's pants, you know what I mean? That's why we need to chant them down.
Thank you, bro.
I just find it, you know, like someone sitting there, and this happens on a lot of radio shows, there's just somebody sitting there and listening to things that are, you know, full roots and full knowledge, and they get on the air and they have nothing to say, and they're just sitting around wasting away. And I see that that's just a little microcosm of the giant world we live in, of people just, you know, how anything better to do?
Roots.
Chant it down.
Chant them down, exactly. Chant them down. No expansive consciousness.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was.
It's all right.
A very unique down radio show.
We chanted them down. So, what do you guys have to say about this week's? What is something this week that you guys want to chant down the most?
Shiver it up.
Oh, do I want to chant down the most this week?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that's a good one. That is a good one. Chant of the week would probably have to be the spraying, definitely the spraying on the side of the road that Brother Frankie was mentioning.
Rude.
That's one of the chants of the week. And basically, you know, I don't know, man. I just feel, you know, maybe emissions, I don't know, just this car ordeal that everybody, you know, cars, I'm going to have to say, gasoline, oil, the perpetuation of everybody constantly taking these vehicles and using these things and these emissions, you know, that's going to have to be also the second chant of the week, my friend.
Very good. Brother Frankie?
from one of the few people who can chant that down and doesn't have a car. So, yeah, that is definitely a good one. Well, yeah, it's amazing the roadways, you know, how, yeah, exactly, from the chemical spraying to the emissions of the cars, you know what I mean? And just, just, you know, definitely a full chant on this full just chemical warfare, you know what I mean? It's just insane on every level, you know, and we need to just wake up and, you know, I kind of like what you were kind of saying a little bit earlier, just about, like, people now are knowing, but they're just, like, you know, they're missing that fire under their ass, you know what I mean? And it's just that's what baffles me, too. I'm just, like, all these people know, but they're just like, oh, whatever, I don't know. And it's just like, you know, what can we do? And it's just like, you know, what you can do is you can empower each other and you can network in between each other, work in communities and stop driving cars and stop doing all this stuff and stop supporting them, you know what I mean? And, you know, and just waking each other up, you know what I mean? And, yeah, you know, it's time for us all to just start working together again, you know what I mean? Let go of the segregation and separation and start, you know, seeing that we're all brothers and sisters.
Rise up!
Rise up, people.
Rise up and wise up and smile up.
Thank you.
You know?
And it is, and you know, thanks for saying the smiling, too. You know, it's so important to smile because that alone lets off just energy in your body, you know what I mean, and stuff, too, you know? And a lot of people are just become so, you know, frowned upon, you know, just in this negative, you know, it's insane. You know, and it's funny driving through Playa Town yesterday and even seeing right around Sunset and seeing this, like, local boy fully just shirt off, just so pissed, walking down the streets, and who knows what he was obviously trying to fight somebody, but just the aggression and the anger that people just have
dumb.
It's just so dumb, you know.
The anger is an important emotion, and it should be experienced. These people have it in them, but they're not sure what they're angry about, and they, you know, they got them all on these chemical. This chemical warfare of alcohol genocide, that's what I call it, and it, unfortunately it's really targeted at the indigenous people that are left, or descendants of indigenous people, and a lot of people really are fully under that control, and they're pissed off, and they want to fight somebody, but they don't understand where to point that anger, because we have a system that has been designed to where people don't look at the system, they blame it on each other. I always give the example I was thinking about the other day. I was at an intersection driving, and it's a stupid designed intersection. So everybody is always angry with each other there because they think that the people are making a mistake by, you know, not waiting, you know, waiting at the light instead of turning left. Well, it's actually the design of the whole system, and nobody ever looks that big. They just blame it on each other, and they honk at each other, flip each other off, you know, no la la.
Yeah.
And it's the whole thing, and people don't look at the whole thing. They don't look at that. They just blame it on each other. So here you have, like, some pissed off guy down the street. He just wants to fight somebody. He's pissed. He's pissed, but he doesn't really see where to put the anger. He just wants to, you know, put a fist right in someone's face, but it isn't going to solve any of his problems.
Well, it's funny how you talk about the people that have, like, no fire under their ass, and then you talk about these kind of people that have, like, too much of a fire under their ass, you know what I mean? It's like if we can direct that, hey, you know, like you said, anger is definitely a pretty reasonable emotion to have in this day and age, you know, especially if you really know what's going on, you know what I mean? But it's like channel that into, like, making it into a positive and working with that, you know what I mean? Because it's simultaneously something that we're all experiencing is definitely anger on some level, you know what I mean? So let's, like, channel that into, like, positive things and, you know, and work with that, you know, and not be afraid of
that. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. It's like some people are imbalanced in one way, and then the other people are imbalanced in another. Like, and you could pin it into different groups of people. You could, but maybe not necessarily. But you could say, like, the New Age people, they're like that one group of people that won't do a thing about it. And then you could actually kind of pinpoint it at, you know, maybe like here in the Hawaiian Islands, we have the dichotomy of you got either the yuppies, the real rich people, or you got the locals. And then you got, like, a lot of the locals that have been here for many generations that their family's been through a lot of genocide and slow kill. And you have a lot of people that are full of anger and righteously should be, but at the same time just not using it correctly. And I see that that split all the time here in Hawaii. But looks like we got to wrap it up here, coming up here on the very end of the show. And I thank you guys for coming out again and fully chanting it down and having a nice round table off the head little session here, no strings attached. Do you guys have any last words for the people of Babylon and just the general civilization we live in?
Wake up, rise up, rise up, and be the change.
Very good.
Roots, man. I like that. Yeah, mine's short and sweet. If you're sleeping, wake the fuck up.
Yep. That's it. Well, thank you, brothers, for coming out and chanting it down. We'll do this again. This will be kind of like a routine little chant down we'll do together. And, yeah. Episode 5 of Stand It Down Radio.
Poop in the butt.
And, yeah, that should be known. All right, my brothers, root and chant them down. Thank you
much
for
love you all.
Stand It Down Radio.
Shut them down.
Thanks for listening to Chant It Down Radio.
I'll miss you guys.
Till next time, chant it down.
Chant them. Ruth, I job that.
Job.
Ruth.
Ruth.
Jive. I ended up just staying on the phone. I was like, let's see what happens, right? And Ruth. Purity. It's tight because it's the music in the background.
Double A, you're still on the line.
I am.
Oh. Root.
Root. Double A. I like this beat. It's sick.
This is the outro here. So anyone listening, call in to Chant It Down Radio next time.
To get farther, mountain streams and warm ocean water. Boundaries, my focus is stronger. Boundaries are broken in progress. How you think depends on how caught up. Doubt your dreams defeat your high calling. Boundaries high within the green forest. Now it's time for us to move toward it. Out right here, you know you get farther. People beyond.
Poop in the butt.
Wake up. Wake up.
Waking up.
Are you awake now?
Puberty.
Are you awake now?
Wake up. Wake up.
Waking up.
Are you awake
now? Get that poop out of your butt.
Are you awake now?
Are you awake now?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.